Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 18, 2024, the Banned for Life edition. We begin with that story from ESPN, which reports that former Toronto's Raptor basketball player Jonte Porter has been banned for life from the NBA after an investigation revealed he had disclosed confidential information to bettors and limited his participation in one game while he was a Raptor so bettors could score, and he bet on NBA games while he played in the G League. Obviously, this is a terrible scandal for the NBA and the gambling world, but the most interesting thing was how it was discovered. It was the bets, the unusual nature of the bets placed on a very lowly player on prop bets, which were picked up by the casinos and gambling authorities. Next up, three articles from the Wall Street Journal. The first one, Boeing's woes compound as yet another whistleblower comes forward to testify, joining a growing chorus of former employees who have talked about their concerns with the manufacturing process. It turns out all of these employees had internally reported to Boeing, and they were harassed, sidelined, sent to different jobs, and told to basically shut up. So Boeing is really taking a beating in public. They've got to change their corporate culture, and they've got to get their quality control under control. Next up from the Risk and Compliance Journal, Richard Vandeford reporting that the U.S. State Department has pressed the EU and U.K. to take a harder line on forced labor linked to China's Xinjiang regime. The department has said it will increase diplomatic efforts to combat China's alleged use of forced labor. Now the EU, with their Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive, may be taking a step in the right action, but representatives in Congress and the U.S. government would like to see more. And our final story is that the Justice Department has announced their whistleblower program. Nicole Argentaria made the announcement, and the pilot program, which will become effective now, has said that, interestingly, executives who may have been part of an overall bribery scheme or illegal act can be a part of the whistleblower program. So it's going to be interesting to see how this might play out for a corrupt employee who blows the whistle, but progress on the whistleblower program. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.